So if our practice is lazy practice, then we should just let it be lazy. Without thinking that it is lazy. So we shouldn't try to practice hard, because that's then projecting something. That's wrong understanding to practice hard.
But you can say so, you know, by words. But if your practice is, why, you know, you have lazy practice is, you know, just half of yourself is working or something, and half of it is belongs to past or somewhere else, you know. You are not here, and you are not actually here, and you are not actually doing things. Lazy. When you are lazy, you know, when you be very sleepy, you know, at the same moment, I must stay in bed. Why I was so sleepy, you know. I am so sleepy. In this way, you will have, the self will be projected in various ways. That is why we become dead. So, the best way is to get up as soon as you hear the bell. Before you think anything. That is, you know, the practice. We are always involved in thinking mind and, you know,
but suppose we just don't get up to the bell. Mm-hmm. Should we say to ourselves, I should get up for the bell, or should we or just not do anything at all, but just stay in bed?
You see, there's an interesting argument. You know, this, you know, when you hear the bell, that moment include your past and future, you know. The next moment include its own past and future. So, you know, when the moment you get up, you know, it has the as its own future, Zendo is here in you. Zendo belongs to that moment. And to wash your face also included at that moment, as its own past and future. There's experience or activity which has past or future. It belongs to each moment. Maybe you can call it intuition, because there's no time even to think about. It appears in that way. Because I explain it by words, I have to say its own past or future. But intuitively, you appears in empty world in that way. That is your own emptiness. So, what is bad? That which we cannot do is bad. What is good? Something which you want to do it is good. You know, that is why Dogen said so. At that moment, intuitively, we know that. If you think there's many things to say, but before you think, the world you have before you think is actual world on which you should strive for. Projection, not real projection, you know. It is something which arises in relation to the objective being. The more you think, you may lose the point, you know. Hi. In one word, you know, your thinking is involved in, based on, you know, the idea of being. That is the problem. You are caught by illusion or shadow of the being. That is the problem. Because you think, you know, something exists here in this way. That is, you know, idea of being. The opposite background of thinking is non-being. Just to think, whether lamp exists here or not exists here. When we say nothingness, you know, you may think the opposite of being, you know. There is no such thing like lamp exists. That is, you know, the opposite of thinking of being. Being or non-being. Complete, there's no complete idea of being or complete idea of non-being. Nothing arises from nothingness. Nothing vanishes into non-being. But, you know, I don't know why, but when we think, we think in that way. はい。
When the breath goes out, and we count one, and then two, are we attaching to breathing?
No. Watching.
Well, by watching it, creating an object, thinking mind, seeing something happening.
No.
Breathing happens.
No. Moment after moment. That is, the subtle distinction from real breathing, counting breathing practice, and not the true one. You don't count just to know how many.
We stop at 10 and go back to 1.
Yeah.
But what is it that perceives a breath going out to call it number 1? Number 2.
Number 2. We choose the most simplest activity on which we don't about which we don't think. It is another practice of following breathing practice. The point is not to count, but to not to one with your practice.
If you don't, can it get mechanical that way, like just one?
Not. Mechanical, my understanding of mechanic is just to do, just to work, just to count 10, and something which produce 10 something, 10 breathing, that is more mechanical way. And without using that much body or mind, you can produce something. That is mechanism. Yeah. But when you count your breathing, it is very simple to count from 1 to 10, but each breathing should be, on each breathing, all of your mind and body should participate. With whole body and mind, you take one breathing. And instead of saying something else, you say 1, 2. See? That is practice.
Rishi, when you're sitting counting, you're breathing like that, and you're involved in saying 1 and following your breath out, it seems like there's a kind of split of one part of you, or you're being involved in the and another part on the other side, or something, being aware of the whole action taking place, being aware of your concentration on the following, and another that seems to be aware that's not even involved in, but aware of it taking place.
Yeah, well, I don't know what do you mean by aware of. But
you're following your breath, and or you're counting as you're carefully trying to follow your breathing, and yet at the same time, you're aware of all of it taking place. All of, you're aware of your action, aware of your counting, your one, your two. It seems like there's a split.
No.
One part of you observes, one part is observing, you're doing this action.
Uh-huh.
Or it's not just observing, but just aware that it's taking place.
Oh, I see.
Even
if you are watching, you know, yourself. Oh, that is not the way. Why you count is some element, you know, of what to watch yourself involved. Because you go, if you go 20 or 30, oh my, that much, you know. Observation is involved. But I don't mean on each breathing you should be very careful, you know. Instead of being careful about what you are doing, you should take your breathing with your whole body and mind. Then you have no time to watch. It is same thing as you make calligraphy, you know, or penmanship. Maybe you are watching, you know, so that you may not your penmanship doesn't go outside of but not to go outside of your line, you know, you are making best effort. And that is not you are observing it. Because why you think in that way is maybe, I think, the Zazen practice is, looks like too easy. So you have time to think about it. But even when you are doing very simple, easy thing, you should be able to do it as if you are doing very difficult thing. And at the same time, so that you can do difficult thing, as if you are doing very easy thing. We should practice that. Do you understand the point? A cat. A tiger, for instance, use whole attention and whole strength even when he catches small fish. His attitude is the same as to catch a big, you know, animal. The tiger has no fear, you know. Even though he catches big animal, he can do it as if he catches small fish. Even when he is catching small fish, his way is same as he catches big animal. How you could do so? It's the point. Usually, you know, human being, we, if it is easy, you know, oh, that is quite easy. Maybe I can do it tomorrow. That is our way, mostly. Oh, this is quite easy. And you don't make, and your attitude is quite different from when you do something difficult. That kind of person has big difficulty when he confronts with something great difficulty. Someone who looks like very bold and very strong is not actually so strong when he faces, confronted with some big enemy or big difficulty. He will be the first one who may run away. When, if someone who is doing, who will do small things with not care but we say skinonai means, I don't know what. If, you know, this cup has some leakage, it is skinaru. Skinonai is no gap or no chance to take advantage of. If a lady, if a young, beautiful lady want to protect himself from wolf with black hair, long and short, you know, the way is not to shout or to run away. But we say skinonai taido. Skinonai taido. No, she behaved quite naturally and beautifully. Maybe sometimes charming. But no, she doesn't give any chance to be taken advantage of. That is skinonai. That kind of Zazen practice is something like that. Even though you are always making face, you know, it doesn't protect yourself from cats and dogs. Even though you are quite natural and charming enough, but oh my, they may run away, you know, if they have some ambition. That is what is taught in Lotus Sutra, even though you met with a big snake cannot bite you. If you are going to be cut by big sword, by bandit, what do you call it? By black masked. You that sword will be broken piece by piece. That is, you know, skin and knife. So, you know, Zazen practice is always, figuratively.